Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Senator John Kerry is one of the warm-up acts for President Obama tonight at the Democratic National Convention. He'll be addressing the delegates during primetime, and he held an impromptu news conference today in the hotel where the Massachusetts delegation is staying to tell reporters what he anticipates from the president's address tonight.
I expect him to connect the dots between the choices he has made now, where we are now, and how we move forward and where we will go forward.
Kerry also took a few minutes today to talk about his convention speech tonight with WBUR's Bob Oakes, who's in Charlotte. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Sasha.
Bob, as I understand it, one of Kerry's jobs tonight is speaking about Obama's foreign policy, but he'll also be taking big swipes at Mitt Romney on foreign policy.
Yeah, and he already has been doing that. Plus, his appearance tonight ramps up the speculation here that Kerry could be nominated to be Secretary of State if Obama is reelected. I quizzed him on that, and we'll get to that later. But first, I asked him to respond to the charge we heard at the Republican convention last week that U.S. global stature has eroded under President Obama.
Ask anybody in the world where the United States is today versus where we were under George Bush, and they'll tell you it is such an improvement. We have engaged with other countries. We're working effectively with other nations. We build coalitions. We have partnerships. We have respect. We've restored our moral authority. And I think the world understands that the United States is back.
Wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. There are those who question whether President Obama got us out of Iraq too early. They fear the country sooner or later could plunge back into chaos and that Iraq will not stay stable. What's your view?
It's always possible that Iraq could plunge back. Any country could. We gave at least 10 years, 9 years of long effort in Iraq to give them an opportunity. They voted, they chose, they made their choice. They have a military. We built it. It's up to them now. There's a point where other nations need to stand on their own feet, and they need to define their own future. So I think it was 100% correct. I think Mitt Romney is dead wrong to suggest that it was a mistake to get out of there. That's the kind of problem. You think the American people would be happy today to be spending billions more in Iraq? Please, that's what Mitt Romney wants.
Afghanistan, you think the U.S. is going to be able to meet the commitment to be out by the end of 2014, given the continuing turmoil? Is that too ambitious? And do you think that there's going to have to be a continuing U.S. presence there after that?
I think there has to be a continuing international effort, and particularly regional. I've always said this. It will never be won in a military method.
In a piece you just wrote for Foreign Policy magazine, you called the Republican approach to foreign policy reckless and Mitt Romney naive. What do you mean?
Well, Mitt Romney said don't even go into Pakistan. He wouldn't do that. He wouldn't have done what President Obama did to kill Osama bin Laden. He just said that's his own word. Mitt Romney, when we saw his trip to Europe, stumbling all over himself as a tourist, what would happen as commander-in-chief? You know, he just has a bunch of people around him who represent the neocons. And I think we've seen what they do with their bluster and their policies of shoot now, think later.
There are, as you know, all sorts of rumors around here at the convention that your speech tonight signals that you might well be tapped by a second-term President Obama to be the next Secretary of State. How does a war hero who served his country so honorably in so many ways for decades and decades resist a president who calls and says, John, I need you to serve your country again?
First of all, rumors are exactly that. They are rumors. It is the purest of speculation. I'm just not going to get into speculation over which I have zero input. I love my job. I'm doing my job. I'm proud to represent the people of Massachusetts, and that's what I'm focused on.
Senator Kerry, thanks for your time.
Appreciate it. Thank you very, very much.
Notice that there was not a flat-out no there. But Kerry did say earlier that he's focused on returning as chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, assuming the Senate stays in the hands of Democrats after the election in November.
That's WBUR's Bob Oakes, who spoke to Senator John Kerry today in Charlotte at the Democratic National Convention. Thanks, Bob.
You bet.